Let's go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with Jesse Mahaffey, who's joining us right now from Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers here in Colorado Springs. The fourth location. This is unbelievable. Jesse, thanks for joining us this afternoon. The next one opened today, huh? After 2 years?
Man, we are so excited. This is the fourth one in Colorado Springs, and it marks the 18th Raising Cane's in Colorado and the 620th location across the United States.
So tell us about the celebration that happened today. You had people lining up big time to be one of the first 20 customers, didn't you?
Oh, I got here about 6:30 this morning, and we already had a line gathering. And some people actually stayed the night overnight in the cold just to get these hot, fresh chicken fingers.
Absolutely. And then this restaurant is well located over by the Citadel. It's also featuring a brand new design and experience compared to some of the other Raising Cane's, not only in the city, but throughout the area. And let's talk a little bit about what sets this new location apart from the rest.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a new prototype, and we actually have two drive-through lanes and a double cook line. So we're going to be able to serve those hot, fresh chicken finger meals even quicker for every single customer that comes in. And I'll tell you, we are popping today. The line is just moving quickly, and we're getting those customers through in and out very, very quickly today.
I hate admitting this, but I've never been to a Raising Cane's. What makes it so special?
Well, you're missing out, and we need to get you over here and get some of those chicken fingers. They're going to melt in your mouth. But we are based out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We specialize in hand-breaded chicken finger box combo meals. Each combo is going to come with some chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, our famous cane sauce that we make daily, some crispy coleslaw, and our awesome garlic butter toast.
Now, I'm going to concentrate real quick here on this double drive-through, because this is really important to know in today's fast-paced world, especially it's a Twitterverse, right? People want their food as fast as possible. Is that important to Raising Cane's, to get people in and out as quick as possible?
You know, I think any business wants to push through as many customers as you can, but this new double drive, it represents really an industry-leading investment, which allows us to serve more cars in less time. And it also helps us minimize traffic issues so you don't have to wait in a really long line.
Of course, Jesse, we know Raising Cane's has really embraced Colorado Springs. Colorado Springs has embraced Raising Cane's as well, as we've continued to see that expansion. But really, part of the appeal of Raising Cane's, not just the fantastic chicken and the lemonade is probably my favorite, but the way that you guys get involved in the community and really give back to the area as well. Really, not a lot of restaurants want to jump in and be a part of the community like you guys do.
You know, we take pride in giving back to the community. We're currently celebrating 25 years with Raising Cane's, and we sell these little plush puppies, which are benefiting the Dumb Friends League throughout Colorado. All of the sales there will be donated to all the friends and help the no-kill animal shelter. And then we also gave back $5,000 to Project Angel Heart today, and donated a nice big check to them to help support their organization as well.
You had 20 customers that lined up to be the first in the Lucky 20 drawing. When they won free canes for a year, 20 of them won that, correct? What was some of the reaction?
Oh, you should have seen their face. I mean, surprise, delight, the staying overnight, you know.
Paid off.
People were just so excited to get a free box combo every week for the next 52 weeks. I mean, the look on their face, you would have thought they hit the lottery, I tell you.
I know. It is. I mean, like I said, my mouth is watering just thinking about
my
those
stomach
box
is going crazy
right now.
I'm like totally starving.
And you don't even know what you got
I
in
know.
Store.
I mean, the way he described it, it sounds so delicious. I mean, I love the fact that these are fresh, like never frozen chicken fingers, right?
Yeah, so not only are they never frozen, we marinate them for 24 hours before cooking. And that gives the chicken just a nice, buttery, delicious, melt-in-your-mouth taste. Okay?
Stop it.
We
oh, stop it.
The best cut. Yeah, we use the chicken tenderloin. So it's the premium cut of chicken on each chicken. And then we hand-dip and batter them in our special seasoning. And then not only that, unlike some restaurants that might cook the food and it sits under a heat lamp, We cook to order. It's served hot and fresh as possible.
It is fantastic. And again, the brand new location just opened up today. Jesse, remind us, where is this location if people are out and about, maybe wanting to extend their lunch break a little bit longer?
We are right near the Citadel Mall at the intersection of Galley and Academy. So we're right there on the corner. You can't miss us. There's a big dog in the building. We have balloons. We're handing out swag all for the rest of the day. Come by and see us, man. You're not going to regret it. It's delicious chicken finger meals.
Well, I hope you aren't going to be a stranger. I hope you guys can come on often with us to talk about all the great things at Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers here in Colorado Springs. 4 convenient locations. Thanks again for joining us, Jesse. We really appreciate it, and all the best to you.
Hey, thanks for having us, and I would love to set up us. I can deliver some Raising Cane's to your station and get these chicken fingers.
Yes, that would be awesome. We would love that.
I'll have someone set it up for you.
All right.
I'll have my people contact your people.
Okay, we'll do lunch one day. Thanks, Jesse. We really appreciate it. All the best to you.